Exciting day here in Everett. Good morning, everyone. It's so good to be with you. Love looks amazing on you. Really does. Let's take a moment to just get comfortable. Get comfortable in your seat. Do what you need to do. Maybe take whatever's on your lap. Put it aside. Put your feet down together on the floor and breathe. And just be aware of how the bench is supporting you, how the floor is supporting you, how the earth is supporting you, how the universe supports you. In every moment of now, if it feels comfortable, close your eyes and breathe. This morning, when you woke up, how did you know it was raining? Did you hear it? Did you see it? Did you smell it? Did you just feel it? Just like we can hear it right now. And now that we've moved through summer and we're coming into the fall, we have an amazing opportunity to allow nature to invite us into oneness with the changing leaves, the leaves that have been green all summer. And now, with the cold nights, begin, excuse me, begin to let go of that chlorophyll covering to release the reds and the purples and the golds and the yellows that we had no idea were there. It's as if it's a celebration of the completion of the time of growth. A celebration. We did it. We're here. And the rains, as they seem to have returned, they can invite us, if we're listening, if we're paying attention, they can invite us within. Go within. Go within. Snuggle up with divine essence, present in you always and in all ways. Ready to embrace you, ready to lift you, ready to comfort you. And maybe there's something you're dealing with, maybe there's a challenge, a concern, something that's stressing you, bothering you. In your heart, feel those rains bring a shower of blessings into the circumstance, into the situation, into your thinking. Reminding you that you are connected to the all that is. And therefore, all things are possible, including the solution to this, what's in front of you right now. And so breathe and let the sound and the feeling and the smell of fall's showers remind you that a shower of blessings is always available. And let's take a moment now to breathe and in the silence say yes. 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 And so we breathe and we celebrate along with the leaves that are starting to show us their radiant garment. And we breathe and accept that shower of blessings that the rain reminds us is available. And there may be someone you know who could use that reminder right now, who could use a shower of blessings in their lives. And because we're all one, we can send a blessing that makes a difference. And so if there's someone you'd like to remember right now, feel free to say their name aloud so that we can hold them with you. For all those dear ones we mention, and for all those as we extend the blessing to our community, to our state, to our country, to the planet, to all life, that as we allow and say yes to that shower of blessings available to us all in each moment of now, as we say yes, all life is lifted up. And for this reminder, we are grateful. And so it is. Amen. Let's take a deep breath and wiggle your toes. And as you feel ready, open your eyes. So when I'm deciding what I'm going to come and talk about when I'm here, one of the things that we have, and I know Kevin is finding this out too, is that we have an amazing legacy in Unity of wonderful teachers that have been around Unity and a part of Unity and expressing through Unity since Unity began, starting with the Fillmores and on down. And there are many of them, and every once in a while at Whidbey, my regular church, I pull out a Unity teacher and decide to speak from something that they wrote. And one of my favorite Unity teachers is Ernest Wilson. Ernest Wilson made his transition in the early 80s, I think. And he used to have a great big congregation in L.A. It was nothing for him to get a couple thousand people on a Sunday morning. But the reason is because he got really famous because, you know, Betty White, you know, the actress and comedian Betty White, one of the Golden Girls. She used to have a local talk show in L.A. in the 60s. Did you know that? Yeah, she did. And one of her favorite guests was Ernest Wilson. And she would have him on regularly. She just loved him. And he would go on there and talk about positive thinking and thoughts held in mind, produce after their kind, and all that kind of wonderful Unity stuff that we know, and he would share it on her local talk show, and everybody loved it. And so this is why he'd get a couple thousand people at his service on a Sunday morning. And so he has been a very popular Unity teacher. And if you are familiar with what's known as the master classes, if you're familiar with that in Unity writing, Ernest Wilson is the one who wrote those and put them together. And some of it was put repackaged and put in this little book back in 1945. It's called The Great Physician. And it's one of my most favorite cherished possessions of my Unity stuff. Is my little The Great Physician book by Ernest Wilson. It's out of print now. Anyway, I picked it up because with the interesting world that we're living in, and as you know and you hear me say every time I'm here, it's getting interestinger and interestinger, isn't it? And how do we deal with all of this? How do we do life? How do we be life in this moment when everything seems pretty upside down? And every time I think it's getting as crazy as it could possibly get, it gets crazier. Have you noticed that? Is it just me? No, you've no. Oh, well, whew, that's good. So, and my question is, you know, how do we do this? How do we be this in the midst of all this? Because what I'm really clear about, and you've heard me say this too, there's no accidents here. We're here for a reason. We're here for a purpose. We were meant to be here now. And everything you've experienced in your life is exactly what you needed to experience so that you could be here now. Do you know that? Do you get that? Nothing was wasted. So get over that. Any of that if only, get rid of the if onlys. It's time to let go of the if onlys. Waste of time and energy. You're here now. You have exactly what you need. You are who we exactly need you to be in this moment of now. Thank you. Oh, no, I probably probably should say something else. So anyway, when I was thinking along these lines, I opened up The Great Physician and went to this chapter, and it's a chapter on healing. And Ernest says, and I'm going to read a little bit for you because I cannot say it better than he has written it. God is love. God is wisdom. God is spirit. The power of God's wise and loving spirit in us, when we consciously invoke and work with it, is greater than anything it has created. Greater than anything that we, employing the power of spirit in human willfulness, have called forth to our sorrow. The power of spirit is greater than human thought, emotion, word, or action. It is powerful to erase the results of mistaken human direction. But its power is seen most clearly and is manifested most swiftly and completely when we marshal all the powers that God has given us into conscious cooperation with it. Let us then not ascribe more power to our human mistakes than we do to the power of God. Yeah. A law of God's manifest universe is that everything brings forth after its kind. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after their kind. And it was so. After their kind. In the very dawn of creation, God established the law. And to this day, it is true. Everything brings forth after its kind. Jesus confirmed the law when he said, by their fruits ye shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? No, men do not gather grapes from thorns, but from grapevines. They do not gather figs from thistles, but from fig trees. Like produces like, world without end. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall also he reap. And then he says, and this law, like the word of God, is a two-edged sword. It is a light and a fire. It both blesses and burns. It's a powerful, powerful, powerful thing that we are. And what we claim is true is true. Not what we want to claim, not what we're told we're supposed to claim, but what we do claim in our heart of hearts. What you're holding as true about you, about life, in your heart of hearts, indeed, that is what's manifesting in your life. Do you know that? Do you get that? And so only you have the opportunity to shift that if it's not bringing to you what it is you desire. Do you have the power to do that? Yeah. Yeah. So very often, for generations, many of our religions have talked about here's the rules and follow the rules. And for some folks, that's incredibly convenient. And they go through life thinking that life is happening to them. And they have to take a stance like this to kind of do a dance, to be defensive, because life is happening to them, right? Whoa, watch out, watch out. Life's happening, right? But as conscious beings, we come to understand that life is not happening to us. Life is happening through us. Very good. That's right. Life is happening through us. That's the good news and the bad news, right? Good news meaning that we have the power to change it. The bad news is it's our responsibility to change it. Life is not happening to us. It's happening through us. Therefore, we have responsibility for what's happening in our lives. Oh, no. Really, Joanne? It's so much easier to blame it on somebody else. Ernest reminds us he says, don't focus on the evil or the negative. Put your energy and your focus on the positive, the good, to lift up. It's not about denying that it's going on. It isn't about going, I don't see it, I won't look at it. No, it isn't about that. We know it's going on. How could you not know it's going on? We do know it's going on, but the opportunity that we have as conscious creators is to focus on the positive, to heal and bring into balance the negative, because we can do that. Do you believe that? Does your heart tell you you can do that? Yeah. Ernest says, do you seek healing? Begin then by turning to the one power that is greater than any adverse condition, however real or powerful it may seem, or may to your human sense actually be. Do not fight the evil. Affirm the good. Your demonstration of results will be in proportion to the strength and thoroughness of your desire and of your persistence. There are no accidents here. We look at our world and go, really? Really? And the response is, yeah. Yeah, you know why? Because there's more love on this planet than there ever was. And what does love do? Love seeks out that which is unlike itself and brings it to the surface to be healed, to make room for more love. That's what love does. So often in relationships, and I have the honor and an opportunity often to work with couples who are in primary relationships, and very often they profess love to each other, and the next thing that happens is the relationship, it gets interesting. And they think, oh my gosh, I'm with the wrong person. Oh my gosh, what happened? I did this wrong. Oh no. And so often what we don't realize is the love that we share, that we hold together, that love goes inside and seeks everything unlike itself to bring to the surface, to heal, so that there can be room for more love. So often it takes us down, right? We think, oh no, oh, I made a mistake, never mind. No, the opportunity is to go in deeper and find what the love is trying to show us. A lot of folks don't hang on that long. And that's okay, they'll find it in another way. But that's what love does. Isn't that the truth? Don't you notice that? Yeah. And that's what's happening in our world, big time. Love is going deep, bringing to the surface that which is unlike itself. Have you noticed a little bit of that? Yeah. Not to take us down, but giving us the opportunity to heal it, to make room for more love. That's what's happening, friends. And so you and I have to get this, that we are powerful, powerful beings of healing by what we're holding is true. And if you and I are holding true, ain't it awful? Just let me get out of the way. I can't even deal. What are we going to create? More to go like this about. We don't need any more of that. When Ernest is talking about healing, he says, many a person who consults either a physician or a metaphysician for cooperation in healing is really seeking an easy way out. He hopes that he can place his troubles in someone else's hands and go on without any changes or concessions in his own life. And often that's what we're looking for. Look at our medicine cabinets, right? He would go on thinking, feeling, and doing the wrong or mistaken things that have caused his trouble, merely being freed from their bad effects. Any reputable physician will affirm the impracticality of such an attitude. The metaphysician is equally positive. I will help you all I can through instruction and prayer, but your healing depends on your conscious contact with your inward healer, the Spirit of Truth. Knowing the truth, being willing to face it, and to govern our life accordingly is our salvation from our ills. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, said Jesus. And so says also the scientists and the physicians of today. I have a very dear friend, very close friend of mine, who in a few months ago got her all clear from having had breast cancer 5 years ago. And she had a mammogram and it came back clear. And so she got her 5-year all clear and we had a celebration to celebrate that all clear. And then a few weeks later, she started to feel kind of poorly, and they did some tests and found out that indeed she no longer has breast cancer in her breast. She has it everywhere else, in her bones, in other organs. And so we went from having had a celebration for all clear to calling the hospice nurse, just like that. And I've had the opportunity as I stand with her in this. To really think about and feel into what am I holding as true in this life? And what is healing? Because sometimes, my dears, healing is transition. Sometimes the highest good is transition. That is the healing. That is the love. And she said to me the other day, she said, Joanna, you know, it's funny. She said, I have this feeling. Because, I mean, it was just a few months ago. This was not even on the radar at all. And now, fortunately, she's got some meds. They've given her some meds that are keeping the pain away, which is really, really a gift and really helpful. But she's feeling really weak. But she said to me, she says, you know, it's this funny thing. She said, I have this feeling like there's a blanket wrapped around me. And that all there is love. That's all there is. And she said, it's this funny thing. She said, everybody I see, I feel like I know them. And she said, and I love them. And it's all love. And she said, all the stuff that was bothering me and making me stressed out and things hassling me and all of that, she goes, none of that matters anymore. She said, it's just love. So we were kind of sitting there looking at each other, and I'm thinking, you know, I think that's where we're supposed to be at anyway. Right? And so what my friend Quinn would share with you this morning, if she was standing here, she would offer you a blanket to place around you to let you know that all it is love. That's all there is. And pull it really, really close and really tight when you're seeing stuff unlike that in front of you. It isn't about hiding. It isn't about denying. It's about affirming the love. Like, for example, we're hearing a lot now where it's becoming finally. People are getting climate crisis, climate change. Finally, finally getting it. And so it's important for us to do whatever our heart tells us to do, whether that's writing the checks, marching, being a part of the local organizations, whatever it is, get in line with the kids as they're marching, whatever you feel led to do. And at the same time, make sure that you are giving equal time to how beautiful our planet is. And we are so blessed because we live in a really beautiful part of this planet. Do we not? Be sure that you give equal time to smelling and embracing and being grateful for our clean air, our beautiful trees, our waters. Make sure as the leaves erupt in color that you're noticing them, that you're grateful for them, that you're grateful for the beauty. Haven't the dahlias been beautiful this year? Have you noticed the dahlias? And look at the, I don't know, who. Look at this. Did you notice this? Look at these dahlias, and then there's these beautiful deep colored hydrangeas. Isn't that beautiful? Do you get that just as important as writing the checks and standing up and doing the work, just as important, and that makes you a powerful creator of the healing, is remembering the beauty that is available to us in every moment, and to acknowledge it and to be grateful for it. It's just as important. We hear a lot now about immigration. And whatever your political beliefs are, or whatever you feel about immigrants, or maybe you are an immigrant, most of us are to some degree, whatever that is, fine. But what's equally important is that we love one another, that we accept one another, that we forgive one another. Do you get that that's just as important as finding the solution to the rules and regulations and whatever? It's all important, but just as important is our moment-to-moment connection to one another, loving, accepting, respecting one another. And, you know, I can't get away from here without saying, most importantly, loving and accepting the one in the mirror. That's the first one. Loving, accepting, forgiving the one in the mirror. Do you understand that one of the reasons we're having, maybe the biggest reason when you look at the big picture, that we're struggling so with these kinds of issues is because of our self-loathing? Do you get that? Do you understand that? Questions or comments about that? And so you and I go a long way down the road towards healing. And as Ernest Wilson says, persistence is everything. Towards healing the collective by healing ourselves first. Because the collective is a reflection or a mirroring of what we're holding is true in here. Do you get that? That's how we know how we're doing. And I look around and I think we've got some more work to do. Right? Is this all ringing true for you? Is this useful? We need to remind each other, don't we? We have to. That's what we're all about here. We have fundraisers and we have parties and we get together. And it's great. It's wonderful. And we have to remind each other what the heck we're doing here in this time. Are you sure I'm not sure? You sure I'm supposed to be here now? Yes. How do I know? Because you're here. There are no mistakes. You're here. And therefore, you're a part of it. You're a part of all of it. And as Ernest Wilson reminds us, focus on the positive. Don't deny anything, but bring it into balance. Do you see? By your focus on the love, on the light, on the forgiveness, on the beauty, on the grace that's available in each moment. That's what we have to remind each other of. And that's what you have in this spiritual community so beautifully. So beautifully. I am so grateful to have the opportunity to get to be here with all of you because you are it. You are the solution. You are the healing. We're all one, and therefore the lifting up that we do here together does impact the whole. And so let's keep it. Let's keep doing it. Keep being it. For this reminder, we are grateful. Blessings, everyone.